Begin. We're up to Simon Chav Ches Halacha Dalet. Simon Chav Ches Halacha Dalet. Afilu Shor Sifrei Kodesh Imunachim Al Safsul Osur Leishiv Al Safsul Ze. If you have any sefer on a bench, you're not allowed to sit down on a bench upon which a sefer is resting. Not everyone knows halacha. You have a chair, or yeah, not a chair, to a set, but you have a. I'll tell you a joke. Start with a joke. It once announced having a dinner, a very modern shul. And of course, it's plush, there's mixed seating, right? So it said, so the president made an announcement, it shocked the oilam. Rabbi said, this year we're going to have separate seating. Separate seating by the dinner? People couldn't, what? Because every person is going to sit in their own chair. I don't mean to say we're going to have... That's the line there. Don't get carried away.
In other words, the watch can't sit on the lap. So.
Exactly. Separate seating. That's the type of section. But if you have a bench, and on the bench there is a chair, and there's a sefer, there's also to sit on the bench. I feel the sefer kodesh menochem al safsul osul leishav al safsul ze. Elo im hasar menochem al eze dava shegovoa luchol apochas tefach. You have to at least raise the sefer over from the surface of the chair at least one tefach. Then it's no longer considered you're sitting on the same level with the sefer. Umikol shekein de osul onich svarim al gabei hakarka. You're not allowed to put a sefer on the ground. Lo yiniach adam sefer al birkov v'shnei atzil yadav. You're not allowed to put a sefer on your leg, your lap, and put your two arms. No, your lap you can put it, but don't put it on your lap and put your elbows. Don't put your elbows, that's disrespectful. Period. B'shas hadchak mutu leishav al gabi teva sheyesh bo shor sifrei kodesh. This is very common. A lot of shuls have chairs, pews, and you put the sefer underneath. Now, putting the sefer underneath is like putting the sefer in a box. If you have a chest, and in the chest is a svarim, and you want to sit on the box, are you allowed to do so? So he says that you're not supposed to do that. B'shas hadchak mutar leish v'al gabei teiv on a box sheyesh bo shor sifrei kodesh aval im yesh bo sefer Torah. That's a clay. You're not going to sit on a box if in the box is the sefer Torah, but if you have in the box printed svarim, then l'chadchila you should not sit on the box, but b'dievet you can sit on the box. Halacha l'maaseh, if there's a hefsek of a tefach, in other words, you have a chair, and then you have under the chair you have a rack. It's very common. You know, you put a sefer on the rack. Is that proper? L'chadchila it's not. B'dievet it's okay. Many shuls have no choice. In order to conserve space, they buy chairs with the purpose that you can rest your siddur and chumash on the rack underneath where you sit. So being that the surface that you're sitting on is not in direct contact with the sefer, between the sefer, where the sefer is resting on the rack, and the surface of the chair that you're sitting on, there is more than a tefach. That's why the minig olam is to be lenient, and it's not a problem. However, not all poskim are very pleased with this, and there are people that are very makbid that they will not sit down on a chair if there is a rack underneath the chair, and in the rack you put down your sefer. In school, in all the schools, in the elementary and high schools, you have those desks, and on the desk you have the rack, and you put your svarim there. So there are different opinions of it's proper or not. Yeah.
Shitala Makel, that all this applies to printing that was done with erased, but not our current photo
offset.
Photo offset does not include.
Okay, that's very chiddush. Okay, but there's still.
The same problem applies to Shainus.
If it's printed newspapers, so we may very makel say that you're allowed to dispose of anything that was printed for the purpose of being temporary, as long as you do not dispose in derech bezoyon. You take a printed photocopies and you wrap it up in a plastic bag and you dispose of it in a concealed way. It's permitted. That is the accepted halach. That is accepted. All the paper they distribute in shul, you can collect it, put in a plastic bag and throw it in the garbage. A newspaper you can throw in the garbage. That is the opinion of the vast majority of the gedolei. However, they are machmirim. There are some extreme, all of them are machmirim, extremists. You should write a pasuk because you throw it into the garbage. Some will not write anymore b'siyata d'shmaya, because if you have b'siyata d'shmaya, it's going to go in the garbage. Okay, so elechanami. But here it says he brings down the kitzur a teva. You have a box. if your person moves, every person at some point in time in their life, they move, they pack up their sarm in a box, and you're tired and you want to sit on the box, it says you're not supposed to sit on a box which has sarm inside of it, only b'shas hadchak. And certainly it goes without saying you're not allowed to sit on the box. That's a, if there's a sefer Torah in the box, that's posh, you can't sit. Next. What?
Desk.
Yeah.
You know someone who has a minion in his office.
Yeah.
They take the Torah, have the Torah.
Save the Torah.
They made a space.
The miyachad amokim. They have a designated amokim. That's fine. A designated amokim for a Sefer Torah. So what's
the desk itself?
It's in the desk. Future? They keep it in the desk. Yeah, it becomes like an Aron Kodesh.
Well, if that's but what? Then he works on top of it.
No, that's not right. No. You're not allowed to do that. That's wrong. That's clearly wrong. Even like a shtiebel, the very makkah, you have a shul in your house.
Or is it like sitting on, if you're sitting on top of it?
It's not sitting. It's not as bad as sitting, but it's definitely not the right thing to do. It's not mamish. So you're not sitting on it, but if you have it in your desk and you work on top of the desk, and right on top of you is the Sefer Torah, that's wrong. In the desk, in the drawer?
Yeah, because there's no place to put it, so you can't put it in a...
It's not a good thing to have a Sefer Torah in your office. That's not an ideal situation. It's not an ideal situation to have a Sefer Torah in your house. People get very nervous. If you have a shul, you have a shul, a shtibel, and you live up, the Rav lives upstairs, the very makpid, that where they live up, that where the Aron Kodesh is, on the story above, a closet. Should not be a Beis HaKisei. There should be a closet. It should not be a place where people actually step. That area of the body is the sacred. Let's go further. Now, what about putting you put a chumash goes on top of a navi uksuvim. Now, what about the order of a navi and nevim and ksuvim? Which one has more kvima? So they're the same. No. So he says over here, you can put uksuvim agam nevim and nevim agam ksuvim. There's no akpada. There's no akpada when it comes to nevim and ksuvim. There's no akpada. You can put one on top of the other. They're equal in kedusha of putting one on top of the other. Aval ein manichim. But those two do not go to have a chumash. A chumash has more kedusha than navi and nevim and ksum. So there is something to this. You have to be very careful what you put on top of what you put. If you have sefer perish on chumash, obviously goes on top of a gemara because that's Torah Shebuch Sav. Torah Shebuch Sav goes on top of Torah Shebuch Peh. Let's see the shemesh of halacha. Halacha test.
An interesting halacha in the sefer that says Onis may see that if you have like five different volumes.
Yes.
Bereish
goes first? Really? Wow. After they come.
I think I read it out in class.
Let's see first. Let's see what it says over here in. Let's see what it says here in Halacha Tess. Aser leishev al gabe safsel zer. The teva sheyesh ba sifrei kodesh. You have a teva box. Sheyesh ba sifrei kodesh. Kasva turei zav. To aser leishev ale alecha. The oil zaruk lav shme oil. So this is the same thing. You want to sit. You're not sitting directly on top of it. You're sitting in the area. You're allowed the oil zoruk lav shme oil. You're not allowed to sit on top of it. Imloishen is chaber la koisel b'mismorim de oz muter leishev. So a teva sheyesh b'sifrei kodesh. One more time. You have a box which has sifrei kodesh, and you want to sit on top of it. It's the also leishev olecha the oil zoruk. Since this is movable, lav shme oil. You know, I think basically what he's saying we had above. If the box is connected to the wall with nails, it's permanently, that's not called an oil, then it's smuter. How can you compare the laws of Tumah to the laws of sitting on top of Sefer Torah? So like we said before, if you have a chair and underneath the chair there is a rack and there's a sefer, and you're not sitting directly on top of the sefer, then you can be matir, like we have in many shuls. Or v'shari tshuva kosav nami diyesh lahatik shesh chalal tefach mafsek afil linyan tefillin, very b'chidish. Tefillin is tashmishay kedusha. Tefillin have much more kedusha than printed svarim. If you want to put your tefillin underneath your chair, or put it on the rack underneath your chair, it's also permitted, provided there's at least a tefach between the top of the tefillin and your chair. Or v'shari tshuva shramo kosav stam le'asra Davitev Shish was Sifri Kodish and Nakhtan Luxava Shuris, the like Kosava Kilik Ben Yesh Khatevach Mafsik. So according to the Shalshus Ramah, the Ramah does not seem to differentiate his Mahmer, you're never allowed to sit upon the airspace of Sfarim or any type of Sefer Kodesh, even when there's a hollow space of one tevach. Like I told you, that's a different controversy. You go to a shul and you have these types of chairs. What do you do? Some are lenient, some are machmir. Now, another thing, I've heard this many years ago. I don't know if it's true or not. You go, today it's not as common because today it's farm stores. So it used to be the old days, if you remember, they didn't have these beautiful swarm stores like Eichler's, and like you walk into a swarm store, it's like you're walking into a warehouse. That's how I remember it as a child.
Yes, that's correct.
It wasn't very pretty. The truth is, you go to Beagle Eyes, and it's like that, still like that today. Beagle Eyes is a very impressive store. It's a one-of-a-kind store. So there, it's also, there. You'll find some lying on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, how can you put some on the store? So the head today, rely on. It's not you. So you want to say that it's not done by koyach adam. It's done by a machine, so it doesn't have real kedusha. But the koyach, the head that they give is, no one has yet learned from it. The only time a sefer gains kedusha is if at least someone opens up the sefer and reads a few words. That inaugurates the sefer with kedusha. But if this sefer came off the press, it came from China, or came from who knows where it came, was printed from out of a machine. So what? It has zero kedusha.
And the machmir in Eretz Yisrael that when they print stuff and they have stuff that gets damaged.
Yeah, what do they do with it? Yeah.
They make a big business from Seamus.
No, they really put that in Seamus?
Tremendous big business. In the beginning they used to shred it.
Yeah, and now they make the printing mistakes? Printing mistakes? I don't know. All right. But this I heard this many years ago, and that's why in the Sfarim stores, you walk in, there's no problem putting the Sfarim on the floor. There's no Kedusha. You have to give a Sefer Kedusha by learning from the Sefer. Okay, let's go to next. Let me read you here some interesting things from the Piskei Tshuvos. The Piskei Tshuvos Halacha Dalit. Don't put your elbows, we learned here, don't put rest your elbows on a sefer. Now what about like this? Okay, like this, right? Not like this, right? This is on your shoulders, but let's say you're learning and you're resting your elbows on this. Is that proper? All these things are logical. So this is not, it's okay. It's not, that's okay. Kevin, Shabbaton, Lev, Hergel, that's a normal way of learning. For your learning, and somehow you relax your hands on the sefer. He brings down from the Shalsa Tshuva Salmas Chaim. I don't know who this is. It's okay. That is not called B'zon because that's the way people learn. When they learn, they have a tendency to rest their hands. A lot of these things are just very logical. So let's go. Hey, Sefer Shabbat Goyzna So Giniza. This is a big business today. Toss today. I just did a lot of shameless stuff. It cost $20 a box. $20 a box. What do they do? What do they give it to Pinterest and Barpak? It's a very big business. What do they do? So he looks through. If he thinks that something has any value, okay. He has a table. And he puts it, they resell it for a dollar. Mm-hmm. In Lakewood, there's a massive warehouse. He told me somewhere where it's open 24 hours a day, 24/7. It's a massive place. And they basically have their shameless people, like estates, or people have something they have no use for. They give it away. And you walk in there, it's supposedly organized, it's open 24/7, there's a pushka, you come in there, you look around.
There's another one right off the George Washington Bridge, they sell, they have a website.
Well, what's available?
But they charge like $3-4 a safe.
Okay, so it depends on different farm. Interesting. And then what there's no use for, they bury. Now, I'm sure you'll remember that a couple of years ago there was a major scandal. Erev Pesach, they were in the boxes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the OU got involved, and the OU, they actually gave a hechshah. The OU was involved on... They're involved now in making sure that it's buried kadastral, and supposedly it's done very good now. In Lakewood... In Lakewood, it seems like it's under control. They have... they do it proper. There's a proper burial today that's been done for Shameless. They have a very large... There's a very big place in Lakewood. There's a place in Lakewood where they bury now all the Shameless. And they supposedly, I don't know, I've heard that they do it in a very dignified way. It's done the way it should be done. I remember many years I was horrified. I was in the country right near Camp Morris. I used to go to Camp Morris, the Chaim Olin camp. So they would, not like literally within 3 minutes walk from Kiryat Maris, once went for a walk, there was a landfill. And what I saw changed my whole outlook on Seamus. It was such a disgrace. It was a pond. Basically, it turned into a pond, a lake. And things were just floating around. And everything was like garbage bags. It was such a disgrace, I couldn't believe it. And that's how you bury Seamus? That's how you bury, you put Seamus, you throw it into the river? That's really what it was. Not even put in the... I'm assuming that if they say today it's very, very covered, it's not done like that. It must be done in a dignified way. Yeah.
Today are no longer putting out journals.
Online to download.
To download because first of all you send out all the copies, you know, to our store.
Yeah.
It ends up in the garbage anyway.
Right.
So this way.
Okay, but all right, but it's true. I mean, anyway, the whole trend now is no more printing. Everything in 10 years from now, we're just gonna have iPads. Everyone, the half quarter or cooler on your fingertips, on a little thin little piece of paper that has a resolution that's better than anything you possibly can print. Shabbos will have our basic chumashim, gemaras, and shulchan aruch, whatever you want to print. You press a button, you'll have for $5, you'll print a sefer for Shabbos. That's the trick anyway. But someone told me when you buy a sefer today, there's two. You have to keep in mind there are two costs. What is the cost to buy the sefer, and what is the cost to get rid of it? It's really true.
It's true.
Because you buy a sefer, many people, Baruch Hashem, people have an enormous amount of svarim and have no use for them. And what do they do with it? So they try to give it away. No one wants it. I don't want it. No one wants it. I just gave away two shasim, big, massive size shas, probably in their day cost over $1,000 each shas. Gave away some Sino shas, the old ones, the little ones. In its day, you know how much that cost? In its day, probably a few $100. I have no use for it. What am I going to do with it? The whole Sino shas is available online. I come out, will not touch Sino shas because I only use the art scroll or the Masifta. I'm so accustomed already for so many years of using the art scroll and the Masifta, I have no Yetzahara to use this Nesino Shas, even though I'm sure it's very good. I'm sure it's phenomenal.
It has less,
okay, I know, but still, it's not.
Yeah, but it doesn't really tell you.
And if I need it, if I need it, it's available online for free. This Nesino Shas will energy. All right, so I'll print out what I need if I'll ever need it. So what am I going to do with it? So there's a sentimental value keeper in the house. No, I can't. There's no space. But I don't even want that.
There's no kedusha at all.
I don't even need. You don't even need that. So yeah.
My land out.
You copy.
Yeah.
Like this.
You can throw it out in the garbage.
This is not Seamus.
Not Seamus. Lachar. Did the chalukah
days. Copy anything.
You photocopy with the understanding, it has no credentials, with some on that. You dispose of it in a dignified way by wrapping it in a plastic bag. So when you go out, you don't see it lying in the street. There's also zilzel. It should not be disposed of in a derech zilzel, in a covered way.
It's very interesting because sometimes the people yell, it says Yud Kei Vav Kei in the newspaper.
Yeah.
When you look at a newspaper, it's little dots, photo.
So you look at it.
No kedusha there. You're not seeing.
When you write on a sefer Torah, the Yoyan Klav, it's also little dots. You'll take a microscope, it'll also be little dots.
Little dots of tussle.
You'll take a microscope, it'll also be little dots.
You don't have to.
It's nirlei naim. When you look at a piece of paper, nirlei naim, it's not little dots. It's not. To the human eye, it's not little dots. You'll take a microscope, it'll be little dots. If I'll take a microscope, even a sefer Torah will be little dots.
When it's printed or when it's done with a cloth.
You don't follow. If to the eye it looks like a letter, it's a letter. With samech, because it has no kedusha, that's what we're samech on. That it's not written lashma, it's just for the offset, it's just electronic.
This is a copy of a copy.
This is a copy of a copy. We once said that years ago, human beings had slaves. The Chafetz Chaim writes. The Chafetz Chaim says, "Why is it that there are no slaves in the free world today? It's not because slavery is wrong. The Torah condones that there should be slavery. We're not roy today. Niskadnu hadoros. No human being today is on a level where he deserves that another human being should serve him." Niskadnu hadoros. So it used to be, okay, so niskadnu hadoros, human beings no longer served other human beings. What happened? animals served us. We had animals. There were horses that served man. Donkeys, camels. We got to a level in the Skadim Hadoros where we're not even worthy that animals should serve us. Printing Sarm. It used to be, you're not allowed to print. You had a Rebbe, a human being. A Rebbe would teach you Torah. Torah Shebech Peh. The Rebbe taught you. We're no longer worthy that a human being should teach us. So what happened? People would write. But a human being had to go through the effort to actually write down the words on a piece of paper in order for us. We got to a Madrega. We're not roy that someone should actually go through the effort of writing down. So what was the next level? They made a plate. And at least a human being went through the effort of pressing, of taking the plate and pressing the plate onto a piece of paper. So there was a koyach adam that went into work. Then we got to a level in the Skadim Hadoros. We're not even roy that a human being should take the letters and arrange them on a piece and they should press down. A person will just type on a computer and somehow it will come out electronically. Now we've got to a level we're not even roy for that. iPads. Now everything is on a screen. It's coming. Scanned. And now we're not even roy at a level where it should be printed. It's not davashim by mamish. You look at a screen. That's not davashim by mamish. It's even a lower level. And what's the next the newest technology? Holograms. The newest technology in probably 30, 40 years is now not even a screen. You press a button and an ear. They already have this technology. It's just not available.
They have plumbers. They have holographs.
You just press a button, and in the ear, you see something. It's even less. Davar she'ein bo mamash is nothing. Why? Is it because we're better? No, it's because we're worse. We're not roy that even the doimim should serve us.
You're right. And the best proof there is that if you have an old book, it's valuable.
Why?
You have all incabula. What do you call it? Incabula, when they wrote it on the cloth?
Yeah.
If you have a book on cloth today, it's worth
billions.
You don't even open it. Just keep it in your shelf.
In the museum,
behind the glass.
Nitzkadu, it used to be roy that humans served us. Animals. At least some degree of living creatures. Now we're coming to a level where what serves us? A davar she'ein bo mamash. Because we're on such a low level, that's what we've come to. It's not necessarily a mile. Okay, let's go further.
Is it better putting regular garbage or recyclable without paper?
Recyclable. Recyclable is definitely less than design, for sure. Recyclable goes among paper. You put it in garbage, it ends up with all this waste and all these schmutz. You put recyclable, so at least it'll be with other newspapers, and it'll be reused. So maybe it'll turn into a davar de kedusha. You never know. Let's go. Okay, let's next halacha. Sev davar shabala goyim zanos yatu putin geniza v'chein shas svarim v'kisei kodesh v'kashmishei kedusha also the servant geniza. Geniza means burial on other kisei kodesh and kashmishei kedusha. Also, the surfing, you're not allowed to burn. Let us see what it says in the Alocha Yud. Goin zinoy, so you put in Geniza. Sharm zin Alocha Yud. Ka sausal shuvus chavis yor. Bit habas. Shenechach Alocha Shem HaKodosh Tzorach Geniza. Okay, some people do strange things. You go buy these gift items. They have a ring, and the ring has Hashem's name etched into the ring. A choysam. Has Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei, jewelry. Someone made a jewelry with Hashem's name. That's a bezoyin. It's a bezoyin. Shakas has to be put in Geniza. K'moy disa b'gemara, hoya Hashem kosva al yodas hakelim, yogoyd v'yignois. If they used to write Hashem's name on the handle of utensils, probably for Kabbalistic reasons, cut off the handle, put the handle in Geniza. The osa b'hana, v'shel siavetz, v'tzadeh l'hokel, you can lean l'halos maso b'etzbo, v'chape kisi olav. You can wear the ring. I don't know why you want to wear the ring, but just cover up the shame. Somehow go to a jeweler and have some metal plate cover the shame Hashem so it should not be exposed. V'tzorech azhara yisera linag boi kedusha chamura shelo yichasenu b'mavos hametunafos yichnesu b'mavos hametunafos. If you have Hashem's name exposed, you may not allow it to be revealed in a place that is dirty or full of waste and so on, things like that. U'lefi zeh tzorech achshav lizor b'tachshit shem mezuzah. People have this mishagas that they take mezuzos and they make necklaces. You see, we've all seen this. These gift items, you go to the airport, all these good things. Galak charms, they have Hashem's name and they have mezuzos and necklaces. So these things cannot be taken into the Beis HaKiseh because these are the shame Hashem is exposed.
Geniza is different than burying?
Geniza is burial. Geniza means to be put away. Geniza, what?
Is it like a Cairo Geniza? That's not.
No, the Cairo Geniza. Well, that really was a Geniza. They put it aside. Geniza doesn't. They just put it into a room. They threw it into a chamber. That's what Geniza means. You put it away. You put it away in a place where it's not going to be disturbed.
You hide it.
Today, you bury it. The truth is, bury it and be very careful, because you have to know how to bury it in a way that it's not going to directly cause it to get ruined, like throwing it into a swamp. You throw it into a shallow burial where it turns into mud. That's not called geniza. That's called destruction. You have to, when they bury it, they probably bury it very, very deep, and they probably cover it. They probably put a cover on top of it. So it's not going to directly, even when it rains and it's mud, it's not going to have any effect on what's doing all the way down there, especially when they put a covering around it. That is called geniza. It's put away.
What it was used for seeing growing up, which is that every time there was
a funeral, they would throw in Seamus.
They would bring a few boxes.
And they would put it.
Loading up the box on the left and put it in there.
Disintegrate over time?
Yeah, that's indirect. You're not doing anything. That's not your doing. If it disintegrates something, that's natural.
It doesn't cost money. If it's picked up again like 100 years later, is it still rinsed as Seamus? It's still in the same category.
If it's the Dover Sheesh by Mamish, it's Seamus. What do you mean, 100 years later?
It disintegrates and you can't even tell what it is.
The powder.
I don't know. If it turns into powder. But you should not do it biodam. But you put it in a place and it naturally disintegrates. That's not nature. That's not your problem. You're not doing anything wrong. Let's go further. If you were to weave, this is a very big controversy. If you're allowed to weave into the paroches, to embroidery, and you write psukim on the paroches, kodesh lahashem ein ze kemakdish bizman hazeh she'asu lihanos. If you wrote on the paroches kodesh lahashem, it's holy to Hashem. So it's like as if you're writing that this paroches has the status of kodesh, and you're not allowed to derive benefit from it. So would that be the problem? Was you're not allowed to use it for? If you're not allowed to. I don't know what the nafkmina would be, but kimaktish bezman hazeh she'asu lihanos, the stam hegdish bezman hazeh la'anima bezakneses, it's not. When a person writes kodesh la'ashem on a parochas, when they did this, does not mean that it should have the sanctity of the base hamigdash, where there should be a chiv mi'ilah. What it basically means is that it should be dedicated to the base hakneses. So the king calls himself Shuzar Midavid, mi sat nusluv, So if a person writes Kodesh Lashem, it's posher that you don't mean to give it the status of the Beis Hamikdash, which should be also with Me'ilah. It just means that it should be dedicated to the Beis Hakneses. What?
What about when you
want
to throw it away?
It's Tashmishei Kedusha. Since the Parochus was used for the Sefer Torah, it has a higher status of Kadishei Kedusha. But L'chayra, that's called the Sefer Torah. L'chayra, that is called the Parochus has a status, I'm assuming, of Tashmishei Kodesh. It's a higher level than Tzitzis. Tzitzis you can throw out. Tzitzis is Tashmishei Mitzvah. Tashmishei mitzvah does not have kedusha when it's retired and can be disposed of the derech kovot in the garbage. You can take tzitzis, an old pair of tzitzis, and you can wrap it up and put it in a plastic bag and you put it into the garbage. But derech kovot. However, tashmishei kedusha, your tefillin bag is serving your tefillin, that cannot be thrown in the garbage. That has to be put in Seamus. In Geniza, that has a higher status. The mapa on the Shulchan certainly is Tashmishei Kedusha, but I'm assuming that the Parochas also is used to be Mavdil, to separate between the Sefer Torah and the Tzibor. Also, L'chora has the status of Tashmishei. It doesn't have to physically touch. It's being used for the dignity of the Sefer Torah. L'chora has the same status, must be put in Geniza. Yud Aleph, and the Aron Kodesh is a very big problem. The shuls have very big one. They do construction and they retire an older on Kodesh. They take it apart and they have to bury it. Tashmishei Kedusha. I know in the Kensington they did construction there, so it was a very big Aron Kodesh, a very loud Aron Kodesh. It was very, very old. And they took it apart and they had to send it away. They had to send it away to the cemetery. It was probably very expensive to dispose of the old Aron Kodesh, to bury it properly. It's Tashmishei Kedusha. No, a talis, tashmishei mitzvah, a talis can be put in the garbage. This tashmishei mitzvah does not need to be buried. If you wrap up and they're covered, put in the garbage. It's probably very hard to do that. I can't bring myself to do that. I have some old, I don't know, it's hard to take a talis, even though you can do it. you can do it, but it's just hard to do. Isn't it hard to take
a
towel? So what are you going
to
do with it? You're not going to throw it in the garbage, but Mikra, then you can. You just don't want to do it, even though technically you can do it. Yud Aleph. Okay, next halacha, you're not allowed to burn. Also, l'sarf from the kodesh of the shuvus Yaakov. L'hatir l'sarf kitzvei kodesh b'shas hadcha k'shiyesh k'shash yavu day b'zoyin. Unbelievable chiddush. Unbelievable. That b'shas, they go crazy over this halacha, what it says here. This is the famous thing. That he says, b'shas hadcha, you can burn. Can you imagine this? You can burn kitzvei kodesh if you're concerned. What's the worst? What's the alternative? The alternative is it's going to come lide bezoyo. And I don't know exactly what it means lide bezoyo. How can it be bigger bezoyo than to burn it? He disagrees very strongly. No one to bezman hazeh would dare do this, to burn kisei kodesh when they retire. You don't burn it. And even burning it meant, I run to the whole write-up on this, it doesn't mean Imam should take the torch. You take the safe, you have an old Gemara. Oh, I have no more use. So you take a match and you burn it. It means indirectly. It means you don't actually burn it. You light a fire here, and the fire naturally spreads and it's burnt.
Use it in a matzah.
What?
Use it in a matzah. That's what you should do with the
talis
also. It's a matzah oven.
To use for another mitzvah.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be good. They're very makpid what kind of fuel they use, because that's produced. The matzah depends on the type of fuel. Hamatzvis gilyonis l'tzorech ha-hagos. A person who produces
proofs.
In order to check, but not to learn from, like these are the proofs. This is very common. The proofs of a printed book, do they have shamus? He only printed this as a draft to see what's doing. Kasa b'shut ein yitzchok the toiv sheyasne b'feirish kol b'tfar hadvasasam. Here comes the header. You should make a tenai before you print it. Shlo yochol aleim kedushas kisvei kodesh v'azmudu l'sarfim d'shrevas kisvei kodesh k'shein bohem askaris eina elam mirabanan. Burning kisvei kodesh that do not have Hashem's name, the issur derives to burn is only when it's Hashem's name. It's only mirabanan umahani tnai, and a tnai helps. That's the chiddush. Who says a tnai helps? But it says that he helps. That's one of the reasons why you can throw out today the photocopies could do with a tnai.
Also because of guidance.
Okay, it's Udaloy Kemogin Avram, Nalak Mogin Avram, King Kosav and Tziv, Beshut, Meshav Dover, Valak Mom, Tziv Kodin Tezov, Kosav, Beshut, Zikan Aron, the also Lahatvis Divrei Torah Beitunim in newspapers. You're not allowed to print Divrei Torah in newspapers. We don't pass like this, obviously. All the newspapers say they won't get anywhere without the Divrei Torah.
We don't pass like this, don't listen.
The gam im yisrifu oisam mikol mokim os lechatil the gam amatim shreifa zedavka b'diavad because that b'shut chavisyar the habris chadasha shalohem ein lezarka laashba the yesham as koris v'tzaruch lezarfa. I don't know what it means. The habris chadasha shalohem. Oh, the New Testament. The New Testament ain't Lazarkan Bashba. You can't throw it. That's what it says. The Habris Chadash Shalohem. The New Testament. Ain't Lazarkan Ashba. You may not throw it into the garbage. The Yesham Azkaros.
Who says that?
Chavis Yoyer. But what should you do? Look what it says. The Yeshem Azkaros v'tzorch l'sorfo. Better. You have to burn it.
So the Ber Yitzchak Paskins, if you have a book printed by the YU Press, it's a mitzvah to...
Okay, we're not here to do the... Okay, look, okay, let's... I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. Okay. Let's read. Okay, let's read a few of this. Okay, let's finish up. Okay, let's read a few halachas over here.
So the Koran will be the same as the...
Okay, going to umanich. Now, what is the ideal way I'm reading you from the Piskei Tshuvas? How do you do Geniza? So he quotes here from the different achreinim. Umanichnas abichli cheres. The best thing is to put an earthenware utensil. The carbon is so similar to kavet hamachacham. The ideal thing is to do gnizas to bury next to a talmud chacham. Vim yesh koshi badav yicham leganza b'libichli eitz. And you can't find cheres, you can bury it in wood, not in a plastic bag in a swamp. A Sefer Torah, correct, a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah should put in Klicheres, right, I'm sorry. A Sefer Torah should put in Klicheres or B'dievin in a wood box. V'chofenu b'plastic. You should first wrap it in plastic. A Sefer Torah b'oy b'betoy mikol tzadav. I don't know what this is, I'm a teal mikol tzadav. Shlo yikonis b'mayim. That water in the grave should not get to it. The gam ho'efer u'pemurin v'afrudis misrefa Sefer Torah yesh l'luzuz b'klicheres. Chamon al-Sum is a srefa. And you have the ash of a Sefer Torah. The ash of a Sefer Torah also requires geniza in a kli cheres. V'chein parshios hatfilin. Tfilin also require geniza in a kli cheres. U'vateim u'tusim the parshios, the batim, and the ritzuos. U'mezuzos tsarich legonzon canal have to be put in a kli cheres or in a wood box and it were covered inside with plastic and buried lechatchila next to a Talmud Chacham. Now, next statement from the Piskei Tshuvos, what about other books, printed books? V'davka shnichtavu or shnivisu l'shem kedusha. Only when some are written l'shem kedusha. Avol svarim shnichtavu l'kriya ba'olma. They're only written not for kedusha, just for a temporary one-time read, like in a newspaper. V'chein itayin m'chadayim sheshtarvev sham eze mayim chazal. You have a newspaper, and the speaker he quotes Mar Chazal. Uchadoyme in Ein Bohem Shem Yishev Shem Lo Yisakodesh in Nuchakim in Tzoch Legonzam VeLishmar Son Mekedusha. You don't need to put it in Geniza. You can turn it in the garbage. Avol Harmatfisim Divrei Torah Kedem Liknos Yedia Binyanim Elu Uchadoyme Tzrichim Geniza Uchlamon. He differentiates. He brings from Achroinim that I guess this what he means is that pamphlets, people that print pamphlets for the purpose of Nukoyne a Yedia. The Idea Satoira, which I think fall in the category of the Pnimim and all of these Torah little pamphlets, he holds that Gitzrichim Geniza. He differentiates between a newspaper and between pamphlets that are dedicated.
We're talking about the printing, the old printing process.
Bizman Hazem, right, journals. He's talking about journals. I don't know. This is a modern sefer. This over here is a very Piskei Tshuva. This is the Piskei Tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah. He put out now, about a month ago, he put out on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Half of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to accompany the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he collected what he wrote in this Piskei Tshuvos, and he put out
he says
Acharonim. He doesn't say from who. No, he's talking about, he's writing here modern, he's writing here Tavsh Nain Ayin Dalit. He's talking modern halachal ma'ayas. He's talking over here about the going into shul. Okay, this is controversy. The minhag ha'olam in the shuls is to throw in the garbage. They put in the garbage. That's the minhag. It's very clear. You go to a shul, they put on the tables all these pebalach.
Yes.
It goes in the garbage. Bederech kavo. That is the common minhag. He here seems to say, now not everyone agrees with that. I know people that are very unhappy with throwing in the garbage. So he seems to say that there's a difference between a newspaper and these Torah pamphlets. A newspaper primarily is not for Torah. It's primarily made for the news. Okay, they have to go and they have to put in a little Dvar Torah in order to make everyone happy to sell a couple of papers. But that's not the primary objective. And therefore, it does not have Kedusha, you can put in the garbage. But the pamphlets, you come to Shul, it's Kula Torah. And the only purpose is to learn. The purpose is to be coining Yedias HaTorah. It's to give Musar. That's what it's there for. That, he says, so it's very logical what he's saying, has a higher status. You can't go tell me it's just a one-time deal you throw in the garbage. And he holds Shigur Geniza. The oil will pass like this? No, because circumstance, because if you're going to require to put this pin in Sheamus, you go crazy, you'll be overwhelmed. So we search for a kula. The kula is, it's printed on, it's for an offset, it's on, it's a tnai, it's this and this, and therefore the bottom line is the oil is nekel. But he just points out, you should know it's not so posh to be mekel. The bottom line is, it's miyuchid only for Torah, Yediyah, so Satorah.
That's what I'd like to know, says it. When you go into a shul and some guy brings 100
Yeah. And then they go in the garbage.
Look at,
yeah.
Then no one ever looks
so that's
at.
Like what it says in the swarm stores. They put it
right
they put
on the floor.
On the floor.
Exactly. And especially
but let's say pack of people learn from it.
By so-and-so. So it's a man.
Okay. Okay, one more halacha running out of time. One more halacha. 18, one, two, two more. Two more little things, these things over here. The kids say, Kodesh Rasim Gilionis in the Yerush, Rishu Mechem Divrei Torah, L'Shem HaGah. You're talking about L'Shem HaGah. Talking about proofs. Or Shlo Yotzu Miatfus Kriwei Chodoyme. Or mistakes. Machbidim al bali hadfus, printing presses. They have enormous. They have all these misprints. So what do they do with it? You can't go put it in the cemetery. Impossible. Yeshe kilu l'sarfan. You can burn it. Im emochem shemos hakadoshim l'chatil yesh l'gonzam v'gam machboros shol talmid chacham v'chadoyim yesh makim l'sarf b'diavad notebooks. Notebooks that talmid chacham you can burn. There is something to burning it. It seems. V'tashmish kedusha kein orin hakodesh kei the orin hakodesh the paroiches kei b'feir. She says the paroiches. He brings down from the zshut zikan aharoin the kineses yicheska. You know this sarf. These seem to be popular tshuva swarm that the paroiches has the status of tashmishei kedusha, which needs geniza beferish. Sha'al amab abim of atze chayim of the sefer Torah mi'il ha'sefer v'ha'avim the garatol of the sefer Torah and kus be'os hatzol the boxes of the tefillin u'v'chadoyme din genizasam kedin genizas hasfarim shetzoch l'kam. You have to bury it pekarka bepina v'beis hakvaris in the corner of the beis hakvaris of mokam achash enu miyoyed l'pinoi, which is not meant for garbage. The ein tzorich shiyeh b'chlicheres, these things you can be lean, you don't have to put in the chlicheres. He does not differentiate. He going Aaron Hakodesh veHaparoiches, Hamapa Shal Habima, Atze Achayim, Umi'il HaSefer HaAmin. Okay, so that concludes this halacha. We'll stop here. We'll take a break.